The delegation for the Brat home discovered their contact had died. His successor in the shop was frightened and nervous and gave no time to his visitors. Notices nearby, put up at the behest of the occupying German army, suggested why. Contact with the enemy is punishable by death. The next morning, having taken their rest on the ship, betrayal arrived. It took the form of a German gunship easing down the fjord, her gunners scurrying into action. The shopkeeper had betrayed them. Jan grabbed a submachine gun and fired at the German's bridge. The Idders went below into the hold to prepare the high explosive with 5-minute fuses. If the Brat home was to go down, she wouldn't do so alone. The crew jumped into dinghies and made for shore. Bullets peppered the water around them, the gunship still visible through plumes of black smoke. The air reeked of petrol. The German gunner swung his 3-pounder around and utterly destroyed the dinghy with one shot. Jan fell into the water and swam desperately, thrusting through blocks of ice and debris. He found the shore and stumbled through the shallows to a rocky bank. He looked back for his crew. He saw a body fawn to the wash. Another lay motionless on the beach. Jan shouted out. He was answered by the ricochet of a bullet cracking against the rock just inches from his feet. Jan took a deep breath and he ran for his life.